Let's read together Leviticus chapter 9. In this chapter, we have the inauguration of Aaron and his sons for their service as priests. Let's begin by reading the first 7 verses. It came to pass on the 8th day that Moses called Aaron and his sons and the elders of Israel. And he said to Aaron, "Take for yourself a young bull as a sin offering and a ram as a burnt offering without blemish and offer them before the Lord. And to the children of Israel you shall speak, saying, Take a kid of the goats as a sin offering, and a calf and a lamb, both of the first year, without blemish, as a burnt offering. Also a bull and a ram as peace offerings, to sacrifice before the Lord, and a grain offering mixed with oil, for today the Lord will appear to you." So they brought what Moses commanded before the tabernacle of meeting, and all the congregation drew near and stood before the Lord. Then Moses said, "This is the thing which the Lord commanded you to do, and the glory of the Lord will appear to you." And Moses said to Aaron, "Go to the altar, offer your sin offering and your burnt offering, and make atonement for yourself and for the people. Offer the offering of the people, and make atonement for them as the Lord commanded." Let's consider a few background notes as we begin our study of Leviticus chapter 9. In Leviticus chapter 8, we had the consecration of Aaron and his sons for priestly service. That procedure, remember, consisted of a full week of ceremonies. I'm reading from Leviticus chapter 8, beginning with verse 1. "And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments, the anointing oil, a bull of the sin offering, 2 rams, and a basket of unleavened bread, and gather all the congregation together at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. So Moses did as the Lord commanded him." Verse 10. "Also Moses took the anointing oil and anointed the tabernacle and all that was in it and consecrated them. He sprinkled some of it on the altar 7 times, anointed the altar and all its utensils and the laver and its base to consecrate them. And he poured some of the anointing oil on Aaron's head and anointed him to consecrate him. Then Moses brought Aaron's sons and put tunics on them, girded them with sashes, and put headpieces on them, as the Lord had commanded Moses." Verse 33, "And Moses said to Aaron and his sons, And you shall not go outside the door of the tabernacle of meeting for 7 days, until the days of your consecration are ended. For 7 days he shall consecrate you. As he has done this day, so the Lord has commanded to do, to make atonement for you. Therefore you shall stay at the door of the tabernacle of meeting day and night for 7 days, and keep the charge or office of the Lord, so that you may not die, for so I have been commanded." So Aaron and his sons did all the things that the Lord had commanded by the hand of Moses. Selected readings from Leviticus chapter 8. Now here in chapter 9, we have the inauguration or beginning of the priestly service of Aaron and his sons. We see in verse 1 that it was on the 8th day. That is the day after the week of consecration. In chapter 8, Moses offered the sacrifices, but now after the week of cleansing, Aaron no longer has to have Moses offer the sacrifices, but now as high priest, he can offer the sacrifices for himself and the people. The fact that Aaron and his sons still had to offer sacrifices for themselves emphasized the truth that they were sinful men, even though they had gone through the week of cleansing and were set apart for priestly service. These further sacrifices for Aaron and his sons certainly emphasize the truth of Hebrews chapter 10, which says, I'm reading now from Hebrews chapter 10, beginning with verse 1, "For the law having a shadow of the good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with these same sacrifices which they offer continually year by year, make those who approach perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered? For the worshippers once purified or cleansed would have had no more consciousness of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a reminder of sins every year, for it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away sins." From Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 through 4. Now, isn't it interesting that the first sacrifice that Aaron had to offer was a calf for himself? Verse 8. I wonder how Aaron felt, knowing that he had sinned terribly before the Lord when he directed the people to make the golden calf. But God in his grace made provision for atonement. We can imagine the excitement of Aaron and the people when they were told in verse 4, "For today the Lord will appear to you." And in verse 6, "And the glory of the Lord will appear to you." So we can imagine the excitement of Aaron and the people when that was announced. Well, that brings us to our doctrinal points for Leviticus chapter 9. Doctrinal point number 1, Aaron's priestly ministry began after the week of consecration. Aaron's priestly ministry began after the week of consecration. Verses 8 through 21. We see in these verses that Aaron first offered a sin offering, verses 8 through 11, and then a burnt offering, verses 12 through 14, both for himself, acknowledging publicly that even though he was the high priest, he was still a sinful man. Let's read verses 8 through 14. Aaron therefore went to the altar and killed the calf of the sin offering, which was for himself. Then the sons of Aaron brought the blood to him. And he dipped his finger in the blood, put it on the horns of the altar, and poured the blood at the base of the altar. But the fat, the kidneys, and the fatty lobe from the liver of the sin offering he burned on the altar, as the Lord commanded Moses. The flesh and the hide he burned with fire outside the camp. And he killed the burnt offering, and Aaron's sons presented to him the blood, which he sprinkled all around on the altar. Then they presented the burnt offering to him, with its pieces and head, and he burned them on the altar. And he washed the entrails and the legs, and burned them with the burnt offering on the altar. And now in verses 15 through 21, Aaron presented four offerings for the people: a sin offering, a burnt offering, a grain offering, and a peace offering. Let's read these verses, verses 15 through 21. Then he brought the people's offering, and took the goat, which was a sin offering for the people, and killed it, and offered it for sin, like the first one. And he brought the burnt offering, and offered it according to the prescribed manner. Then he brought the grain offering, took a handful of it, and burned it on the altar, besides the burnt sacrifice of the morning. He also killed the bull and the ram as sacrifices of peace offerings, which were for the people. And Aaron's sons presented to him the blood, which he sprinkled all around on the altar. And the fat from the bull and the ram, the fatty tail, what covers the entrails and the kidneys, and the fatty lobe attached to the liver. And they put the fat on the breasts. Then he burned the fat on the altar. But the breasts and the right thigh Aaron waved as a wave offering before the Lord, as Moses had commanded. This variety of sacrifices was not to atone for specific sins, but to point out the need for all the sacrifices to cover the general sinfulness of the people, as well as prepare the people for worship. The phrase "offered it for sin" in verse 15 is literally "he sinned it." That is, he made it to be sin. It certainly illustrates the truth of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, which says that God made him, that is, made Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. The Lord took our place as sinners and died under the judgment of God for our sin as our substitute. Remember, all of these sacrifices prophetically picture different aspects of the coming great sacrifice of Christ. Aaron's priestly ministry began after the week of consecration. Doctrinal point number 2. Aaron's second appearance is a spiritual picture of the return of Christ. Aaron's second appearance is a spiritual picture of the return of Christ. Verses 22 through 24. Then Aaron lifted his hand toward the people, blessed them, and came down from offering the sin offering, the burnt offering, and peace offerings. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of meeting, and came out and blessed the people. Then the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people. And fire came out from before the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and the fat on the altar. When all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces. Aaron's blessing of the people in verse 22 may have been the well-known priestly blessing of Numbers chapter 6. I'm reading Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26, the priestly blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. From Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26. After Aaron blessed the people, he and Moses went into the tabernacle out of sight of the people. But then they reappeared, and the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people. Furthermore, fire from the Lord, like lightning, consumed the portions of the offerings on the altar that were already burning, showing God's approval and acceptance of the offerings. This, by the way, was probably the start of the fire on the altar that was to burn continually, according to Leviticus chapter 6, verse 13. A fire shall always be burning on the altar. It shall never go out. So this fire from the Lord may indeed have been the start of that fire. The reappearance of Aaron, along with Moses, and the associated glory and fire, we believe is a spiritual picture of the return of Christ to establish his righteous kingdom here on this earth. At that time, the Lord will return in his resurrection glory. Remember, this was the eighth day, the number of new beginning. The reappearance of Moses as the leader together with Aaron, the high priest, picture the Lord's return as both king and priest. The fire emphasizes God's holiness in the spiritual picture. In that day, the Lord will return in glory as both king and priest and establish his kingdom in righteousness, and there will be worldwide blessing, just as Moses and Aaron blessed the people. Aaron's second appearance is a spiritual picture of the return of Christ. And that brings us now to our practical application for Leviticus chapter 9. Have the right attitude concerning the return of the Lord. Have the right attitude concerning the return of the Lord. Verses 23 and 24, once again. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of meeting and came out and blessed the people. Then the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people. And fire came out from before the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and the fat on the altar. When all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces. Now, the Hebrew word for shouted here at the end of verse 24 means to shout for joy. When all the people saw it, they shouted for joy and fell on their faces. Because this verb is properly translated, shouted for joy, it is the first mention of the word joy in the Bible. They shouted for joy and fell on their faces. That is not an inconsistent attitude. It is the right attitude when we meet the Lord. Oh, what joy, but oh, what an awesome moment. We will be in our resurrected bodies and elated with joy. But how can we not respond with holy reverence and go flat on our faces, as it were, in worship of our Lord and Savior? Have the right attitude concerning the return of the Lord.